The whole world on January 1st usually right away thinks of what's the New Year's resolution? What's the way of transforming our life? What are we going to do in this new year? And for us Catholics, the wisdom is we realize that the New Year's resolution we kind of miss. And then so Lent gives us this new chance to start over. Lent is meant to be this time of renewal, of looking into our hearts and saying, Jesus, where have I gone astray? Where have I left you? And how can I hit that spiritual reset button? How can I refocus myself on your will for my life? Because so often we end up to kind of just drift away at times throughout the year. I think of an example of this sense of drifting away. I remember back as a kid, when there was something called Memorial Mall here in Sheboygan a little while ago, it was the first time as a kid that I encountered an escalator. And of course, escalators are very common things. But you think of the image of an escalator. And when you get on an escalator, right away when you get on it, some people, like even though it's moving up for you, still kind of take some steps to go up or go down. Others, just once you step on, you just let it do the work for you. But either way, even if you just stand on the escalator, you're moving. You're moving up or you're moving down. Even without stepping, you're going somewhere. And I think in some sense, that's an image of how life works. Because sometimes we think in our life, okay, if I just stand pat, everything's going to work out. But things are always changing, and to stand pat, we're still moving. And so often in this world, to stand pat and stay steady in our relationship with Jesus means that we're moving away from him. We're moving away from him unless we intentionally seek to turn back to Jesus. We think of those different things that so often in the same way in a relationship with another person, right? We know that we might love another person, whether it's a spouse, whether it's one of our children, a friend. But if we're not consistent about that relationship, all of a sudden, even if nothing bad is said, all of a sudden that relationship just kind of starts to slip away a little bit. And you know, something isn't right. Even if nothing bad was said, it just kind of starts to slip away. It just starts to kind of go up and away. And then we might think of even to kids that are in sports. Your coaches are always saying, keep practicing, keep practicing. Why? Because if you don't keep practicing, all of a sudden that skill just starts to kind of slip away. It's the same with, of course, brushing your teeth and flossing your teeth, right? If you don't brush your teeth or floss, all of a sudden, just slowly but surely, just kind of gets away and the cavity comes. And isn't that how everything kind of works in life? If we're not intentional, all of a sudden it just slides away. And so the prophet Joel speaks to us that message, that hope-filled message, return to me, because God is looking towards us. It's a second reading says, be reconciled to God. And in the word reconciliation, reconcile, there's two kind of Latin roots of the word. The word con, C-O-N, which means with, and then the Latin word kind of like cilia, which means eyelashes. And so to be reconciled means to look with your eyelashes at another person, and in this case, towards God, to turn our minds back to Jesus Christ, to turn our hearts back to him. Jesus gives us three ways: prayer, fasting, and almsgiving. And so we might look at those three areas. How have we kind of might have at times slipped away? With prayer, so often YouTube and social media can all of a sudden kind of slip into prayer time, and all of a sudden, there we are scooting away. So often with fasting, we kind of get caught up in our habits with coffee and soda and all these different things. And fasting says, okay, is there something that I'm not thinking about? What can I be more intentional about giving up? And then almsgiving. So often it's easy to get trapped in what do I need? What does my family need? Instead of thinking about the greater community. How is God calling us to use our resources? So Jesus, help us to turn our eyelashes back to you. To come back into your loving embrace. We thank you for this time of grace and this new start.